Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. I mean, it feels like a month ago, but it was really just a few days ago that we found out that Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot were being released. There's been a ton of reports since then who we're going to interview. We're also talking about this president of football operations job, who allegedly is going to get it, who we're interviewing. But today, we are finally going to hear from Arthur Blank at 11:20. You can hear it live right here on 92.9 The Game. Do the split screen thing at work today and pretend you're on a webinar or something and just listen in. That's what you can do.
Dude, you're a split screener. I've noticed yours a number of times. I'm like, I don't know how you do that. Screen's really busy over there.
Promise I'm only looking at one, but I just have different panels up.
Yes. Dude, she looks at two windows on there, and what I see when I look at her thing is like Tony Stark with like the – like the moving everything with the hand. That's what I see when I look at her computer.
So
yeah, double windows, I guess. Bo and I are going to be there today. Listen to Arthur give his spiel. I guess I don't know what to expect. You've been through these more than I have. I feel like the state of the franchise.
They can be painful.
Yeah.
In what way? Well, with normally the questions and I say that, it's not a knock at Mr. Blank in any way, but I just think back to the one in 2014 when Mike Smith, well, it was technically the calendar year, I guess, January of 15, technically, when Mike Smith got fired, and Thomas is sitting, it's like Rich McKay, Arthur Blank, and Thomas Dimitroff, and Steak, Mike Bell. I think Zach Klein, like, all just kept, they all asked in one way, shape, or form until one of them finally just said, why are you sitting here and Mike Smith's not? And they pointed right at Thomas. And because Thomas came in as GM when Mike Smith came in, and they obviously gave Thomas two regimes. And, you know, look, everybody wants to, whatever you want to say about Thomas, he was the GM over the most successful reign in Atlanta, stretch in Falcons history. If you go from start to finish of his tenure.
I was going to say, I'm trying to think out loud how many of the Ring of Honor players he signed, or at least was here for. It's
well,
like half.
He didn't draft Roddy, and right. Roddy's in, but he did draft Matt.
I was going to say that was a big part of Roddy's.
Yeah. But And it just got, and I thought the one that I didn't get a chance to go to, but I watched and listened to was excruciating, was the one in 23.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Or 2024.
Yeah, it would have been.
It was after the 23 season.
Yeah, it would have
been
24. You're right.
When they fired
Arthur
Smith. God, it's
crazy. It's 2026.
And Terry's not there. And I obviously had a couple of times. I got a couple of text messages and calls for my comments on that because I was like, it's a bad look. Because it was. It was a terrible look to not have your GM there while you're firing the head coach, but saying that the GM is going to have say in the next head coach's hiring. And so the optics matter in this situation. So at times it's tough because, you know, I love this organization. I grew up a fan of this organization. And then I've gotten the privilege of being in and around it for the last, 18-year radio career, right? As far as, you know, Falcons radio. Mm-hmm. And covered it by the entirety of that. So it sucks when I see missteps that I think are missteps or have to hear that the organization ripped. I don't enjoy it, but I have to be at times critical. So that's why I've been very kind of like outspoken about, I think it should just be Arthur up there. And maybe Greg Beatles, but Arthur should be the main voice up there today.
Do you guys expect apples and oranges, but do you expect any players to be there showing support for the organization? Because when Walt Weiss was brought in for the Braves as the new manager, and I know that's an introduction, but we had, you know, Spencer Schwellenbach sitting there. We had a few players sitting there supporting him as he came in.
I would say no, just simply because of the location, right? If you were in Flowery Branch, it might be a completely different thing. You might have players coming around that are rehabbing or doing whatever else, but the fact that you're not even close to that, you know, given the circumstance, no. I don't expect, but, I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
I would say no because of the nature of it.
Okay.
Everybody, other than Jake, everybody that was just sent, gave in their pink slip, essentially, brought the, and so I don't think they're going to be supportive showing up for. I'm not saying that they don't. That it's not a them versus Mr. Blank thing, but I think they're not going to show up for that. And in fact, I would tell you that the only way I think that they show up to the introductory one is if Jeff Ulbrich somehow becomes the head coach of this team, or a guy already on the staff. I think the Walt Weiss thing, that Walt's been on the staff and all those players have been around him, made that difference. Had they hired, I don't know, Mark DeRosa. Right, that was a name we heard thrown around. Or David Ross. I don't think the guys would have shown up.
Okay.
Yeah, the only person that I could see showing up to an actual coach's introductory would be Michael Penix. That's it. Like, that's the only, because I think that he realizes, you know, that there's still a lot of equity in him for this franchise, and that his kind of story with the Falcons will be told by really whoever this next head coach is. So that's the one person I could see doing it, unless, like Bo said, there's some kind of previous relationship between player and whatever coach it is. But, yeah, today, completely different. And it, just to kind of go back on what he was talking about with Terry Fontenot not being at this 2 years ago, it was not only the fact that he wasn't there, the explanation was strange. Remember them talking about how he was up at Flowery Branch dealing with exit interviews? And futures contracts.
Yeah, I don't want to get myself. Yeah, I remember because the media that did the exit interviews got to the press conference, and
it was just weird. And you're like, dude, what are we talking about?
The worst part of that is because Arthur thought he was there at one point. He said, "Oh, he's in the back." And it's like, no, he's not. it was just a misstep, and like all organizations have them, and that was a bad one. So I think the optics are very important. For this, that's why I've said over and over again, Beatles, I can see, but Arthur, and that's it. I don't like, and
I think I'd be surprised if it's not Beatles at this point.
I just think it's important that those are the two voices for the organization, and moving until you hire a president. Now, had you already named a team president, then that person should be there. Like a president of football operations, then that person should be there. But if not, the actual CEO / president of the organization as a whole, which is Greg Beatles, is should be there along with Arthur. And I don't think press conferences should be too long either. I think this thing should be 30 minutes and we're done. What are you going to say in 30 minutes or in an hour that you couldn't have said in 30 minutes? And if you've and what
like
are you going to
the more you say, the more trouble you can get yourself in. Well, because we've seen that with this franchise.
It sure as hell happens with myself. So, I mean, I don't know what would happen with anybody else.
Happened with Kirk Cousins, too.
Well, I just don't know what are you going to say in an hour and a half that you couldn't have said, or what are you going to ask as a person asking questions?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think one of the things we're expecting to kind of hear from Arthur today is the timeline of the roles being filled that are open right now within the Falcons organization. In an ideal world, what would you want that timeline to be?
I don't necessarily want there to be a timeline. I know there is. I know that's you're right. You're spot on. That's going to be a question. But I think to give it a timeline would almost lend itself to possibly disqualifying people that might be good for these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So however long, my answer would be, I want it to be however long it takes to get the right person, you know? But I know that that's probably not the answer he's looking for, and it's not the answer that the people that are going to be in attendance, they actually want to hear. But that's how I feel about it. If it takes a month to get a Super Bowl-bound coordinator, then that's how long I want it to take.
Yeah, I mean, I think ideally it's president, GM, coach.
Yeah.
So that whoever's picking the players can have a good relationship with the coach, and the coach is going to have a say in the players as well. But the president is very important. I think John Harbaugh screwed that up for most people because now most people are wanting to get the cart before the horse, right? Or whatever that saying is, horse before the cart, whatever. I don't know.
Cart before the horse.
Yeah, I did it right then.
Huh? Yeah, you got it.
There you go.
You got it.
It sounded too easy, so I was like, there's no way I got it right. But to me, you should have the president first because it's his vision. Why are you hiring a president of football operations if it's not his vision? And I had guys that hit me up and say, well, what if Harbaugh wants to be the GM and the coach? And I would say, okay, hear me out for a second. Why is he going to do better here than he did in Baltimore doing something he's never done before? And I'm not saying he didn't have a say in who get the guys that were picked, but he wasn't the GM. And what made Baltimore great and Harbaugh good there for 18 years is he picked the coordinators that fit the players, and he managed it all. As he managed the coordinators and the players, and was a air quote. I hate the phrase now because it's like man cave, but it's like leader of men. As this became too like ridiculous, but That's what he did. And guess what? When it didn't work, was the last few years. Because Monken apparently couldn't get around with Lamar, and Zach Orr couldn't get his ish right the first 6 or 7 games every year of the last 2 seasons defensively with immense talent on the roster.
Yeah, and I would even make the argument that it's not that it didn't work. I mean, you look at the Mark Andrews drop, and you look at the missed field goal, and it's like this team's a couple plays away from making much deeper runs. Mm-hmm. It has been weird, the conversation around John Harbaugh in this town over the last 24 hours, because I'm hesitant to even say that I would want John Harbaugh. We talked about this yesterday. I want a young, offensive-minded head coach that is going to be here for the long run, that we are not going to have to see the ups and the downs and the coordinator leave and this, that, and the other. And so I was hesitant about John Harbaugh. The biggest thing with the John Harbaugh situation for me is backfilling the Baltimore position, because then I become worried that whoever we would have wanted to get in that role would rather go to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And so I think that whoever you want to identify as your leading candidate right now, you need to, like, we need to get this nailed down behind the scenes and get it knocked out, because I don't want anybody else sniffing around.
Remember, I think that's why you obviously have to jump on these interviews when they're available, but that's why when people are like, well, who's interviewing these guys? Dude, like, it's not that, why are we interviewing guys without a team president? Well, I think in a perfect world, they would want a team president to be a part of those, but that's probably not the world. So don't think that, they're not going to have a whole, the notes that they're going to take in these interviews with a guy like Kubiak, and also give Kubiak the vision, or whoever else, maybe Vance Joseph or whatever. They're going to have the vision of what the organization structure is going to look like, and that. And it's just funny to me, because I have heard from certain people in this town about, like, media members, about how they were frustrated that Arthur Smith was named the coach before Terry Fontenot was given the GM job. And they are absolutely backtracking on it now, because they want a Kubiak or a Harbaugh, because it fits what they want, and they get lost. And now it's not a big deal. But because before it was, and it just drives me nuts. I am a fan of getting the president and then letting a football op, and then letting these two pieces, because the reality of the situation is that job picks the vision of the team. And I think we've looked at it in the years past where the GM did. And now it's that job. And that is the vision, and that is the guy leading the organization.
Well, and I hope people are taking notes when they are in these interviews, because I've been doing so much research on this stuff. And obviously, there's a lot that goes into making this decision. These interviews last 3 to 5, sometimes 8 hours. Insane.
I don't even know how you put together your plan for these interviews if you're one of these coordinators. It's like, dude, yeah, I've been coaching, but I guess I should just keep a file in the back, right, for like when I go to a 5-hour interview.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's crazy.
5 hours. Coming up, we've got college football playoff semifinals starting tonight, and Ty Simpson is skipping his senior year. We'll get into that. We've got my Mac drop. Do you guys know what day it is?
Oh, no.
Do you know what day it is?
Today, I do. Today is the day that I start my defense of my title.
You do. You do. It is
my championship.
The first round of Throwback Thursday trivia for 2026. The theme is, whose sideline is it anyway? That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,